come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to
Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, and it's brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And with that, oh, you can give us a call, too, 877. New number. New number. 877-711-5611. Again, 877-711-5611. And that way...
And a box of Cracker Jack.
Yes. And you can give us a call there now. That's the new toll-free international number right here.
We have a phone call.
Yeah.
Jeff, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And one more item. You ready? Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E cabinets.com. And you can pull those up and have those shipped anywhere in the country. So it's a great, great cabinet at an affordable price. And we've been using them for quite a bit here. So, okay. You want to go to the phones? You said Jeff is
from
on one.
Jeff from Nachi.
Nachi or Nachi or Nucci?
Nachi.
Jeff, are you there?
Nachi.
Nachi.
Hey, how's that new phone number working for you?
So it's working great. As soon as I figured out how to reprogram my phone.
Always look for a child to help you out.
Yes. And by the way, your recorded lead-in still has your old phone number.
Oh,
dang.
Yeah, we're going to have to fix that, aren't we?
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway, back to, architects and doing venting and stuff. You know, all the older 2, 3, 4 flats and 6 flats in Chicago, you know, with the old common brick.
Yes.
They all had, and then flat roofs. If you look at them real closely, you'll find on the sides, just under the parapet walls, you'll find openings that were actually laid in brick to ventilate the spaces above mm-hmm. the ceiling and the roof structure.
You mean the ones at the tuck pointers, Phil?
Yeah, exactly. The ones at the tuck pointers, Phil, along with grinding off the steel plates that hold the rafters in place.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That was my comment for the morning.
But it's absolutely necessary, though, to prevent mortar mites. Because once you get those.
Yeah, those are tough. So, and the other thing, though, because that was also open and in between the 2 layers, 3 layers of brick, they would build that up, and then you'd put a cap over ceramic, parapet wall
fired
caps.
Cap, yep.
And then, that could breathe through that way, too, if it was all done correctly. But, now
the masons back then knew how to do that.
Yep. Yes.
I mean, I'm not sure that somebody designed it one, probably somebody ingenious like Daniel Burnham or, one of those type of guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So
that actually knew how to build something.
Right, right. And, that kept it all dry. But as soon as we started
That definitely keeps Frank Lloyd Wright off that list.
Yes.
Yeah. Great designs, not very good
structural
builds. Yeah.
Well, he was all for the look. He didn't care about functionality.
Aesthetics is all it. That's what it was.
Yeah. Yes.
And structural, that kind of went to the wind a little bit.
I've done a few of those houses, and boy, did he ever stretch the limits of lumber.
Oh, yes. No, he did.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That was part of what he did. So it was very cool. So All right. Well, yeah. Thanks for giving us a call there.
We always tried to. He was one of the first ones to try to stuff do with the flying trusses and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, to try to hold stuff up
yep.
instead of supporting it underneath it.
Yep.
I mean, I guess it was great, and he was great in his mind. Who knows? But
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, the designs are
the
awesome.
It's just all...
you're right. Maintenance headaches.
Well, just imagine what he could do today yeah. with all the engineered lumber, you know,
right.
and the spans that you could do today. So.
Yeah.
Well,
I think about the flashing
and everything we have now. Back then, it was just, you know, galvanized steel, mm-hmm. hot mop.
Yep.
You know, so.
Speaking of flashing, I saw pictures of a townhouse. The lady called me up in tears because she's been going at this for almost a year with the association where they never put pan flashing in over the vertical mulch board. And mm-hmm. they've got her drywall ripped out and the insulation ripped out, and it's all moldy and crap, and it keeps rotting out. And they've been replacing the OSB, keep putting the stuff back up. And I looked, and she wanted me to come out and look. I said, send me the pictures you got. And I looked at it, and I said, there's absolutely no flashing around any of the windows anywhere. And I'm looking at what they did with the house wrap, and it's all done backwards.
Uh-huh.
I said,
right.
I said, you need. I gave them your name, by the way. So
oh,
I don't know
great.
If she called you.
Yeah, thanks.
I said, you need a contractor to come out there. And I said, you're actually going to have to pull the windows out and strip everything back and really just, you know, pull all the bad board off and start over.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So,
but that's a check people don't like to write.
Yes.
Well, that's the association. They
oh,
keep sending
okay.
the boys out there, you know, to just, they cut off a piece and they repair a piece. Okay, fine. You know, they've never solved the problem.
Right, right, right.
So.
Nope.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, cool. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. You still there? Jeff?
Nope.
Oh, he's gone.
Okay, there you go.
So, Trixie
just hung up on him.
Nice.
So, okay, you were going to say, what's that, Rich?
Tuesday and Wednesday at the International Builders Show.
Oh, yeah, we were going to do that, weren't we?
Yeah. Well, you get sidetracked so easily.
Don't we, though? Ooh, look at that shiny thing. Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Squirrel.
Yeah, that's funny. Actually, I was walking. Like one of the guys, that a recent hire, I have him working on a project over in West Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
And we're walking down an aisle, and he was just like that. It's his first time he's been to the Builder Show.
Oh.
So, you know, it's like any other type of show, home show, whatever. You walk
right.
the aisles, right? Try
yep.
to keep your... He'd see something, and he'd... Like go across an aisle, you know. I'm like, hey, we'll get over there in a
minute.
You know. But
do this in a grid pattern. Stay
yes.
on track. Don't.
Yes. So that's what I kept teasing him. You know, my boss may be like, "Where the hell's Michael?" I go, "Nah, he saw a squirrel." Because they do it. They just tear off. You know.
Uh-huh.
I need to finally go see that. So, I didn't see anything this year. Actually, there's a lot of companies that didn't go this year. Like, you know, I'm not going to just sit there and name them, but there's a couple of large companies that didn't bother. And I think a lot of it is, it's not that the economy is bad or anything. It's they're saving their money to go back to Vegas next year.
Well,
81.
But the garage doors, I mean, there was another show going on out west, wasn't there? At the same week.
Because, no, I did see the Clopay and the Liftmaster had a booth and, you know.
Oh, Liftmaster did have one out there.
Yeah, Liftmaster was there. I couldn't remember the guy's name. I thought it was Steve, but I couldn't remember his name because I'm an idiot, and I didn't write it down before I left. But so I didn't stop in there. But it's hard too. I told you before, it's one thing. I go on the company dime, not the radio show dime, so it's hard
right.
for me to sort of, because I'd love to do a bunch of Facebook Live when I find something, but
right.
I didn't find anything really earth-shattering. It just a lot of improvements and stuff. One of the things that I did find that I actually told the guy, I gave him, you know, told him, get in touch with me and we'll set up an interview on air.
Right.
But you know how you buy the board packs for spray foam?
Yes. Yeah. The 200 board pack, the froth pack.
Yep. Yeah. They have a 9, a 14. So they have these little tiny baby ones.
Yes.
Which are perfect for air sealing.
Yes.
You know, you got the blower door running. Where's the holes? Let's run around and, you know. So if you can identify them, go hit those. So those are nice because I don't want to buy a 200 board foot pack because they don't last that long. Like, you know, the hoses can gum up. And
yep.
So the small ones are kind of nice, but it's not everyday use. It's carried around kind of thing. And when you use it and you're done.
Yeah. Well, and that's also, you know, if you're in the business too, they also, they have the cans, you know, and then you can buy the gun tip that just go on the cans. So
mm-hmm.
for air sealing doors and windows. That really works great. But also, just to hit quick little spots here and there, you go to, you know, you just change over your can to use a different can and do that too.
Great Stuff door and window is open cell foam. That's not closed cell foam.
Uh-huh. Right.
So that's been kind of one of those weird things. Like, well, is that okay? And I'm like, yeah, okay, it might let a little more humidity through or moisture. But realistically, that's the least of your worries.
As long as you leave the skin on the outside, you're okay. It's when you cut that skin that you open it up. You know, once it skins over on both sides, you're good. So, and you just can't cut it. So, all right, we got another break coming up, and maybe we'll visit a little bit more with the Builder Show that Rich just came back from. You are listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you go to Facebook, you can go right there. Just do a search for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and it should pop up. You don't even need to be on Facebook. You don't have to have a Facebook account or anything, but you can still watch the show, listen live, all that stuff right there from our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And then if somebody wanted a newsletter, Rich, where could they go? If they wanted to find out what the great tip of the week was going to be this week, or what's going to be happening in Clutter Clarity, or if we were going to have a guest or two, how would they know ahead of time?
The best thing to do is go to mightyhouse.net, go to the Contact Us page, and fill in just your name and your first and last name, your email address, and subscribe, and you'll get that once a week.
Boom, done.
And we don't do anything with your email address. We're not going to bombard you all week with stuff. Just that one thing each week so you know what's going on.
Yep, that's it.
Because that's the only thing I hate about Amazon. Holy cow.
Well, that's one of the things. Yeah. Well, and then you got to review it. And then they want a review of a review. And then somebody else has a question about that. And then you get a question. You got to answer a question about that product. No.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't even bother with that part. I just delete those.
Yes.
But, you know, when we moved here, I got that My Lowe's account, right? So they can track your purchases and all that.
Uh-huh.
So it's hilarious. You know, you go in there and I get an email a couple hours later. Hey, how's that new 2x4 working out? It's a 2x4. I cut it in half. I got two pieces now. It's fine. I mean, it's like it doesn't have a built-in filter. You know,
right.
I could see, how's the new fridge? How's the new washer and dryer?
Right.
Do you like your new front door?
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, how's that 2x4? How's those 4 sheets of half-inch drywall working out for you? Hey, beautiful, thanks for checking on me. I feel so much better now.
Is that tube of caulk okay?
Yeah. Rate your experience with this.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Would you guys
that's
like...
Right.
I'm sorry, go
that's
ahead.
Funny stuff.
Yeah.
Would you guys like an email?
An email? Just like that?
Mm-hmm. Just to get you
out of the blue
topic.
While we was having a conversation? Sure.
Yeah.
You were. Well,
obviously, we were not talking about anything important.
Exactly.
Well, nothing that interested her.
Yes. Right. Well, that's okay. That's good. Let's see. Where is it? Wait. Oh, here we go.
Wait.
Okay. Now I'm ready for you. You ready?
Email. We get email. We get your email every day.
Today.
Yeah? You what? You lost it.
No.
Oh.
Two questions.
Okay.
I wanted to call on the phone, but I'm emailing instead. Two questions. One, can I get a home inspection before I make an offer on an as-is house? I don't want to bother if it's too costly since I'd be paying a contractor to remedy any problems.
Okay. Well, that would be part of your normal offer on a home. So you find a house you like, you put in an offer, that offer is accepted, then you have a grace period there.
No, hang on.
Yeah?
Well, you put in an offer with a contingency.
Yes, okay.
That it must meet a certain standard, whether it's a home inspection, zoning, whatever. But that contingency gets built into the contract.
Right, and that contingency could be for 15 days, 10 days, 30 days, mm-hmm. whatever you set it at. So you can talk to your realtor and figure that out. If you just walk up a house and like it before you even make an offer, you don't want to, you know, invest the money there. You want to get an accepted offer from the seller, come to an agreement on a price, and then you have the inspection done. Now, let's say you find out that the furnace has a cracked heat exchanger and that the
they always do.
And then the water heater is leaking and you've got old galvanized pipes that don't work and bad water pressure and there's no insulation in the attic and it's not, you know, it's not ventilated properly. You find all these things wrong with the house. Then at that point, bring in a contractor, you get a price to have all these things repaired, or the homeowner has the opportunity then to have those things repaired before you buy the house. So you know,
the key words there is that it was for sale as is.
Right.
I'm not
fixing
anything.
That's my question. It's as is.
Okay.
So
all homes are as is, I think.
Though. Okay. So down here, and this is one of the things nice of Florida. In Florida, you basically have you have your due diligence period, and you can go 5, 10, 15 days, whatever. So when I bought my house, Robbie, it's a very similar situation. As is sale, but I made it contingent upon the elevation certificate being accepted by FEMA. Now, that's something we do down here is what is the first floor elevation, right? You need to have a survey done, and it gives you your elevation. Well, I did a 10-day due diligence. They accepted my offer with the contingency that this met the FEMA minimum, you know, at least. And after they accepted that, I hired a surveyor, and it cost me $150 to get a elevation certificate done. I took that, went over to FEMA at the Village Hall, and go, "We good?" He's like, "You're good." And I go, "Okay." So we went ahead and bought the house. So it's the same difference. You get the contract offer, get the get a contingent upon contractor's review or whatever. But in Florida, one of the nice things is all you have to do is say, "It will not suit my needs."
Mm-hmm.
No big story, no 5-page letter of all the problems. Just say, "It will not suit my needs," and you are done. You're out of that contract if you do it during that due diligence period. And Illinois is similar. You
yes.
don't have to get crazy.
So let's say I'm a homeowner, and I know there's a bunch of crap.
Well, you are.
Thank you. Wrong with it, which is why I'm selling it as is.
Right.
Ron comes to me and says, "Okay, I want to buy your house." And I say, "Great." And then he says, in the contract, we've already said, "But I want it all inspected first."
Mm-hmm.
But I already know that there's problems.
Right, but that doesn't matter.
But you're going to probably back out.
Maybe, no. maybe not. If you've already disclosed what's wrong with it, which you should be doing anyway, I'd still want to have an inspector come through just to double check and make sure there's nothing else that you don't know about, you know?
Well, here's the other thing. Ron's, you know, if you're in a neighborhood and the average sale is, I'm going to just easy numbers, $200,000, Ron's not going to come in there and offer you $200,000 for as is with a contingency. He's probably going to offer you $125,000, knowing that as is, it needs a ton of work. And if you accept that, that's his $75,000 to do the work. All he's looking to find out is he going to be able to get the work done within that budget, flip or move in, and still either make a profit or have equity? The problem is you see all these stupid property flip shows, and everybody thinks you can go get in these things for $100,
right.
You know, throw a coat of paint on it, you know, and make $100,000.
Right. It doesn't happen.
Speaking of which, did you – I left you the article about the woman from the Chicago Tribune who
yes.
did that thing. And then she wrapped it all up. Okay, so we've had
yes.
a guest on here, the woman who was flipping.
Well, if she's wrapped it up, we should get her back on.
I
agree. There was a big article about all the headaches that she went through and how long the house was on the market and everything like that. It was a really good article. I completely forgot about it. I'm sorry.
No.
But you read
it. No, that's all right. Yeah. Instead of talking about it here, let's contact her and get her back in the studio because
yeah.
she was awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe while you're on vacation.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. It happened over the Christmas break. And then it's still sitting on my desk. I dropped her an email, but then I haven't heard from her, so I'll drop her another email.
Yeah, it was really interesting, everything she said, you know, she would have done different or not have done. And
what happened to the Facebook? What'd you do? Ah, there you go.
The other...
But I think...
go ahead.
But Robbie, just to continue, anytime you do something for the first time, you're always going to find better ways of doing it. One of the things she did is she actually bought a fairly high-end property in a high-end area, which now increases all your zeros.
Yes.
You know, you got to learn to walk before you run. Mm-hmm. Go flip a 1,200-square-foot ranch.
Yes.
You know, don't start on a 2-story crazy thing in, you know, in the city or whatever. So,
right. Yeah. It was beautiful.
It's all relative.
Yeah, no, it, she did a great job with it, too. All right, let's see. Jeff's got to chime in with this inspection thing. You ready? There you go, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, so, hi. So a simple answer to the emailer's question is most homeowners will not allow you to do an inspection without a contract.
Oh, right. Okay.
They're yeah, not, the whole
they're not
thing
required to allow you.
Didn't make much sense to me.
But why would you want to? Why would you want to have the inspector come in when you don't even know they're going to agree on a price?
Well, I'll tell you what the simplest way to handle it is.
He's trying to
everybody knows a guy.
Yeah.
So all you do is you bring your buddy that's the contractor, walks through, and quite honestly, it's not that hard to look for structural issues and so on. You know, anything that's exposed, and it's going to give you an indication. Me, I like looking at a house that's never been touched. Mm-hmm. If I still see the gold shag carpet and the Harvest, gold appliances and that, and all the outlets are ungrounded, I love it. That's the house I want to get because nobody's monkeyed with it, man. You know pretty much what you're getting, and it's good.
Yeah.
It's the ones that are flipped
that
scare the hell out of me.
I do first-time homebuyers class, and I tell all of the students that, if they've got their Uncle Joe that's a contractor, I said, if you want to, I said, before you have a contract, he can walk through the house and say, and then he can walk out front and say, look, the roof's shot, the walls are sagging, the outlets are old, you got two-prong outlets, plumbing's old, and you don't put an offer on.
Right.
You can do that.
Or you put in a low offer knowing that it's – or you put in a low offer knowing it's going to need it all.
Right. But once you're under contract in Illinois, it's got to be a licensed home inspector. So you can't have Uncle Joe, the contractor, do your inspection.
Right. Yeah, I get calls all the time from, clients saying, I'm buying a new house. Will you come check it out? Nope. I'll look at it for you, but I
can't. Well, you can go through as long as you don't do more than two things around, you're fine.
Yeah, well, no, not even that. I just say, it's a conflict of interest for me to walk through there. So I'll walk through with you and give you my 2 points, but here's some home inspectors. Give these guys a call. Have the home inspector.
I break the law. I go through with my friends. I go through the house and look at everything. I don't say nothing to the seller. Then we go out in front and I tell them what I observe.
Right. But you don't charge them though either, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, see? I don't charge them.
And you're not writing a report either.
No. Because to me, that's a conflict of interest. If I go in as a home inspector and I say, oh, here, look, all these things are wrong with the house. And, oh, by the way, here's a contract to fix them. That's not right. That, to me, that's just not right.
Go ahead,
Jeff.
Most homeowners will not allow you in anybody in to inspect the house before you're under contract.
Yeah.
So. Well, don't blame them for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you're
under. No.
Yeah.
So can you get out of it then if the inspection doesn't go the way you want it to?
Oh, sure. Your contract states based upon a professional licensed professional home inspector, and we found these items. We don't want to purchase the house, so return the earnest money, basically, is what it comes down to.
Okay.
So.
Well, or what you do is, they come back.
The only thing they're going to lose is their time.
Yeah, or you tell them, these things must be repaired before closing, or you actually go ahead and put the money in escrow for it to be repaired.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. We got music playing.
Or you can do nothing. You can just say,
Jeff,
I want my money back.
Yep.
All right.
Later, bud. All right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. You can visit them at fncu.org. That's fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Again, that's Facebook Live. It's on right now. So if you go to Facebook Live, all you got to do is Facebook and then look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And we should pop up right there. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook, like I said. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, again, 877 888-711-5611. I don't know what, we don't have anything to give away, do we, Rich?
No.
No? Well, we'll have to find something.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out. Also, the Small Business Advocacy Council, the SBAC, is a nonpartisan, member-driven organization that promotes the success of small business through political advocacy, networking, support services, and educational programs. The SBAC is dedicated to improving economic conditions for small to mid-sized businesses and being a voice for small business. For more information and to make a donation, visit their website at sbacil.org.
Gov.
No.
It's org.
.org.
I'm sorry.
Or you can just go to Mighty...
saying.com.
Or you can just go to mightyhouse.org. Robbie, come on.
Net.
Uh-huh. And there's a link there, too.
Yes, that makes it much easier to understand.
Yeah. So, there you go. All right. What
is
are we
Sonar
doing
still here?
I don't know. No, he bailed.
Well.
Did you get it?
No.
He's still not, not working.
No. No.
You got it on the computer? Is that it?
No. No, now it's not here.
Now it's not there at all?
I can't talk. I'm going to lose my mind. Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah. I'm going to lose my mind.
So should we deal with this after the show? Is that what you want to do?
No.
No?
I'm done. I'm done.
Okay, so we're going to need, we need a guest host. A guest host.
Oh, no, what we need to do is finish.
Yeah? Finish what?
The questions.
The questions?
The email.
Only one of two. Okay.
Is there some kind of portable, quote-unquote, soundproofing to put against a wall to limit TV music sound? It's a rental, and I can't do anything to the structure.
Yeah. Buy a lot of eggs. and then you can do, what was that show? Hee-haw. You know, with the egg crates?
Egg cartons for your studio walls?
Yes, and then you just glue those up on the wall.
Okay, let's be serious now.
Okay, is this a wall with a door in it, or is this a common wall that is, you know...
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? So I would... If it's got a door in it, you're kind of going to have some problems there. But if it's like a bedroom wall or a common wall between two units, but there's no door through that...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Honestly...
A tapestry.
Oh,
that's a good soft one. Hang any soft surface an inch off the wall... or a half inch off the wall on a rod, because it will not, the sound won't go through it by conduction, and by having that little airspace, it will deaden the sound. So it's not a matter of stopping it, it's deadening it.
So, yeah, you could buy, maybe how about some of the, or curtains? You hang a tapestry, yes. Or get some curtains and hang them from the ceiling all the way across right. that wall, like he said, right. just off the wall, maybe like a heavy canvas. How about a painting tarp? You know,
you
canvas tarps?
Yeah, anything that's going to block the sound waves, absorb sound waves, but as long as it's not touching, it won't do it.
As long as it's not touching what?
The wall.
The wall. You have to have airspace.
It can't be laying on the wall.
Yeah, so like the pads behind you, the red pads, mm-hmm. are probably have a small airspace behind them, and if not, they're still a sound absorbent material.
So that's your wall right here.
Uh-huh.
We got this plate. So if it's touching it, that noise, that vibration is going to come right through. But if you had something else in front of it that was like your jacket, give me your jacket now.
Can I give you that?
And now you don't have three hands, so you don't have any way to hit it.
No. Here. No. Put your jacket over top of that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
See, because now we're going to do is right now we got this...
Yes, the hell is it? It sounds like a quarter-inch steel plate.
It is. I found a steel plate. It's what? This is a radio station.
This is the one out of your skull?
Yes. High five me on that one, brother. Woo! hear the difference?
What is it?
And that's just with it. And Ron's not even holding it. The mic is the other way. Turn the thing around, Ron.
No, you got it.
But if it's touching it. It is touching it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right, but if you hold it away, it'll actually, you know, it's a small demo there, but trust me, it'll work.
See, there, now it's not, it's just, but now you take it off, and now it's, now you can hear that a lot better. It's,
so,
yeah.
Here's the dumb
question. Now, there is a company that I saw at the Builder Show that does make, it feels like rubber, but it's actually kind of a vinyl or some kind of composite.
Okay.
And you can literally put that up on your wall, and it will stop the sound transmission. In their booth, they literally had a subwoofer and speaker in a little round rack.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had this thing covered with just this stuff, like, you know, like a hat box top. You couldn't hear a damn thing. They could just pick up on that thing a little bit, and you could hear the sound jamming away.
So is this a sheet goods? Or
yes.
Okay, so it's not like something you would spray on or paint.
No, well, they make it in different ways, but yes, this is a sheet good that you would hang up, then drywall over, and it will stop all that sound. But again, now you're talking dollars.
Right.
So my question,
They're sending me information. I honestly can't remember the dang name. Go figure.
Okay.
So my question is, I'm the noisy tenant.
Find that surprising, Rich. Did you find that surprising that she's the noisy one?
I am giving an example here. I'm using this as an example.
Okay.
So let's say I'm the noisy tenant. Ron lives behind this wall.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Does the material need to be on my wall or his wall, or does it matter?
Won't matter.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you could, like these panels that are behind us here,
mm-hmm.
those are 2x2s with a fabric spread over them, and then there's rock wool insulation in between them. So you could build a panel like that and just put it on the wall too, you know, or just off the wall. And that
would help. So a good example of that would be if you went up there, Robbie, and you put your ear against the red panel there, if you put your ear against the 1x2, you would hear noise. If you put your head where the foam is or the rock wool, you won't hear it.
Yep.
And that's because you're getting the sound waves directly through the 1x2.
Yeah.
So this is to keep Trixie's voice from getting in here.
Correct.
That's why these are here. Okay.
Right.
So along the same lines, let's say this is a window here.
There is a window back there.
Okay. All right. Let's say that's a window.
And there's traffic. There's cars driving out there, but you don't hear it because we built that panel over it.
So,
and that's the panel that's directly behind Robbie there that you can kind of see on the Facebook Live.
So let's say this is a window.
It is.
And this is a wall.
And that is?
It is.
And there's no insulation in between the windows or whatever. And this wall is freezing cold.
Yes.
And it's making it cold in your house because there's no insulation.
Right.
What can you do?
Same thing.
Hang material.
Yeah. Curtains. That's what those heavy curtains used to be for, to keep the drafts down, to keep that coolness and keep the heat inside. Mm-hmm. That's why you had those thick, heavy curtains at one time.
So not against the windows, but if it's the wall that's cold.
Same thing, though. It would work along the same.
So your whole wall would be covered with curtains.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yes.
And you don't want to use vinyl because then you trap the moisture and then they tend to mold on the wall.
Right.
So just for winter, let's say, can you just pound a nail in there? And I mean, or do you have? Because I'm just picturing a whole, you know, like a living room, and it's all windows. Let's say this room, it's all windows.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you don't want to put up the curtain rods and everything. Can you just pound?
Yeah.
Curtain.
Like, yeah.
Drapes all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just cut the curtain rods. You screw them into the studs, put it across there. Put the rod in with the curtains and hang them. Boom, done.
Well,
but confuse hanging insulation with sound deadening.
Right.
You're not going to get a lot of R value. It's really just a slow the draft from blowing across the room.
Correct.
That's, you know.
Yeah, I'm not.
Still need new windows.
Or to.
But if you're renting the place.
To put insulation in between.
Right.
You know, the windows. But yeah, because I was at someone's house and I touched the wall and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The wall is ice cold.
Yeah, that's because there's no insulation in there. It's probably brick with a 1x2 and then plaster over it. That's the way they used to build a lot of the Chicago bungalows.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no place to put insulation in there either.
Mm.
It's not even possible.
Maybe that's why.
You should move over so that you're
R5.
Actually on the screen.
Maybe that's why there is none, because it's not possible to put it in there.
Right.
So what do all these old Chicago bungalows do then, if there's no insulation?
Turn up the heat.
Air seal all the penetrations in the brick, and you stay cold and run your gas bill up.
Hey, Ben, you going to correct that? Not, and as soon as you correct that, she's going to sit down, you know. Now she's moving out of the way.
All right, fixed.
All right, you fixed. Okay, you're better. You can go back over there now.
More better?
More better. Okay.
I'm upside down.
Yeah, you won't be for long, though. He'll turn you right side up in a minute.
So,
uh-huh.
Old bungalows, they just hang blankets all over.
No, they just turn up the heat.
And it goes up through the attic because I didn't air seal.
Right.
And it goes through the air filter that they installed with the free machine from the box store.
That's wasting a whole lot of money.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Here, turn these.
So any of these insulation companies, there's nothing they can do because there's no room for insulation.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the only way you could get away with that is you would have to strip all the plaster off, the lath off the walls, and then get back to the original brick. And then you can, what's that foam panels? What are those foam panels, Rich? My mind just
went. Oh, my InsoFast?
InsoFast. You can then put InsoFast panels up. That'll give you an R10, and then you can drywall back over that again. And that would air seal, insulate, and, you know, at least give you a better R value. That's not nearly
but
what
your rooms
be.
Would be 2 inches smaller.
Yes, they would. The rooms would be 2 inches smaller.
I don't think anyone would notice.
I don't know. Some of those bungalows are barely 10 by 10 rooms now.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, if it's less than 100 square feet, it's no longer a bedroom.
Oh, is it that? Oh, it's a closet then.
So, something like that.
Uh-huh. So anyway, I mean, that's the way around it. But that's an expensive route to take to try and insulate those walls.
Yeah.
But so there's no other choice, you're saying.
There is no other choice.
No, but if they're 2x4, at least you can do wall fill, drill holes, pump into cellulose.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more. Ooh, Clutter Clarity's next. Ooh, ooh.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, that number again, 877-711-5611, we don't have anything for you, but we can give you a we can answer your questions. We can do something like that. Hey, Rich, are you there?
A straight up answer.
There we go. Now you're on.
Yeah, he must have turned my mic off because you heard me out in the hallway talking.
Yeah, no, he killed you. So
that's fine.
So okay. So if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, find out what was going to be coming up on Clutter Clarity next, how could they do that?
I'm not sure the newsletter's going to help, but
oh.
I would actually.
Oh,
I would.
Ouch.
Well, I just keep changing the number. I don't even know where we're at on that. But anyway, long story short, go to mightyhouse.net, click on the contact page, and then just put in first
and
last
then.
Name, your email address, and click submit, and you will get it. And again, we only do it once a week. You will not get inundated with garbage emails, and you can unsubscribe whenever you choose. So it's and we don't share the information, so it's just for us. So please go there. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you know, and you think maybe one of your friends might like it, share it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to share that.
So if you got some friends in your you know, friends group that you think might use some bad information or good information, yeah, share it.
Yeah. Cool.
I have a full agenda today. I have to go, you know, to the office. I got a couple of toilets to replumb. And that's not at the office. That's somewhere else.
Okay.
And then I have to go get material so I can work tomorrow. So
This
is going to be a long, busy day.
Yeah. Cool. That's good. That's good for you.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. Keeps
you
busy. I have
to remember to bring my knee pads everywhere.
Oh, so that you can pull the toilets out and do work on
no,
that
No, just
stuff?
So I have my knees, because my knees are getting bad.
Way too bad, huh?
Well, you know.
Uh-huh. All right,
I've knelt down and I can't get up.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save me from the Lord, help me to get away.
You're not singing.
Cause only you can save me now from this misery. I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? Of living, how far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
Hey, Rich.
Hello, Robbie.
What did you put on this week's newsletter about Clutter Clarity?
I pretty much just made up a number, and I want to say it was in the like 180 range. I don't know
that you were on number at. Yeah, number 180 of 200 things.
200.
No, we're on like number 20.
No, no, we got 180 left.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We do.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So, okay. Yeah, we're on the same page.
But we're going to switch it up just a little bit today.
Uh-oh.
And give you a different Clutter Clarity tip based on life experience.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hopefully the client's not listening. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just noticed the gentleman whose name I don't know, his T-shirt.
Sarcasm.
Just one of my many talents.
We're just going to call him Sarcasm.
Thank you very much. I like that. Anyway,
So what you doing here, Sarcasm?
There's a guy.
What you doing?
Oh, there's an intern here. Would you come here, please?
Come in here for a second. All right.
Just so Rich can see the shirt.
Yeah. That and it says sucker right on your forehead. You're an intern, right? It says sucker right there, right?
go by Ron.
Come here. You got to stand over here. Take over the spot.
It's a sarcasm.
Hey.
Just one of my many talents.
Hello.
I can't see anything underneath. What's that say underneath?
Move over. There you go. There you go.
Sarcasm and I don't know.
Just
sarcasm.
One of my many talents.
Okay.
You know what? Can you ship
the definition of sarcasm is being insult you and make you still feel good about it.
Yeah, can you send that shirt to Rich, please? Except, his is just the insulting part. He doesn't have the make you feel good part about it. He just has the insulting. Anyway, so you know, you go to the bank and you make a deposit and they give you a little deposit slip.
Uh-huh.
And then you go home and then you balance your checkbook or mm-hmm. whatever and you match right. everything up.
Right.
Do you do that?
Yes.
Rich, do you do that?
No longer.
Why?
Don't have a checkbook. I mean, I do.
Do you ever make any deposits and get the little paper receipt?
Yeah, but
No. To be honest with you, no. All small checks I cash. I don't like using debit cards. I still like using cash.
Yep.
Everything we do for life now is direct deposit. So I don't have checks to deposit. Small ones, like I said, I just cash. Hmm. You know what I mean?
What were you going to say?
I take the receipt home and then I enter it into Quicken on the computer. Mm-hmm. And I balance the checkbook there. I don't actually sit with my checkbook and balance it. But
yeah, I don't do
now,
that.
See,
I'm
with
old
my
fashioned.
Account.
Go ahead.
Well, see, and I used to do that. Don't get me wrong. But now with the account I have with my bank, they have this force you to save program.
Yeah.
So it's like every time you write checks, they take a certain percentage and they dump it into your savings account,
mm-hmm.
which makes balancing your checkbook nearly impossible.
Because you don't know how much it is.
Right.
Well, you got to constantly track that number. So it is like a little bit stupid, brutal.
Uh-huh. And
I'm obsessive about some things, you know, but I haven't been balancing my checkbook in a while.
A couple, 3 years?
No, just I used to do it like every single month. Then I got busy, and so now I'm probably like 6 months behind. So I'm sitting down last night.
Ooh, that sucks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sitting down because, you know, before I go on vacation, I have to have everything perfect before I go on vacation.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I'm doing it, and I'm like, okay, I have this deposit for $679. This
receipt.
This receipt, no, nothing in the statements. I'm like, okay, is that my account? Yeah, that's my account. Nothing in the statements. What did I do? Oh, the bank lost it.
Uh-huh.
They lost it. Uh-huh. I said, does this happen often? They go, no.
Uh-huh.
They lost my money.
Yeah. And had you not balanced your checkbook, you would never known.
Exactly.
No, but there's somebody that's one digit off of your account going, I got $679 today.
Yeah, but
beautiful.
The thing is,
thank you, Santa Claus.
They're opening a case. They're not saying, here's your money.
Uh-huh.
I want my money.
You waited too long.
No. It's still my money.
No. They got to backtrack. And it's because they don't keep anything on site, they have to go back to the warehouse where all of the paper goods are kept and pull up all the documentation for that deposit. It's not just because it's on computer makes it so.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't care. I want my money. And
if you'd have done it the next day or the first week.
Or the first month.
Had it.
Nobody does that. I still don't think I would have gotten it that fast because they didn't say anything like that. They said, we're going to open a case. Mm-hmm. So now I have to go to my branch because I called them on the phone last night.
Yeah.
So now I have to go to my branch and say, here's my thing. Where's my money?
Right.
You know, and they're going to do the same thing. Go, we don't know where the money is. But that stinks because, you know, it could have, I mean, minor interest or it could have made a check bounce or, you know.
That's
the thing. I went there yesterday. I'm like, my balance is really low. What's wrong? So then I started looking into it. I'm like, oh. So
I've had deposits go to the wrong account. They were still my account. And then you sit down at the end of the month and you start to balance it out. And all of a sudden, the money that's supposed to be in this account isn't there, but it's over here. So
it's very frustrating. So my clutter clarity tip is
balance your checkbook.
You know, these things, these receipts are there for a reason.
So I don't have to update the newsletter for clutter clarity next week because we didn't even knock one of those off. All right, cool.
She's making work easy for you, Rich.
Yes, she is.
All right, we'll be back with Mike Novak next.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.